Welcome to the Sabres is Good weekly podcast. Each week, Hamed and I will discuss our thoughts about the past week's Sabres news and what we feel is relevant for the current and upcoming weeks. This is a show for Sabres fans. If you would like to share your thoughts with us, you can email the show at saberspodbox@gmail.com. Hello, Sabres Nation. I'm here, not as always, with Chris Kernan. Chris, say hi.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Real good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it. Yeah, Hamed is not here. All right. I'm sure the Sabres fans are feeling kind of, well, they were feeling pretty good over the last four games, and then, you know, I kind of expected that last night, as I predicted with the loss. You know, the Capitals are just a really good team, and you can't beat them every time, right?
That is true, Dave. They are a very high-scoring team, very fast team, and it's tough to play on the road, especially when it seemed like we were tired and sort of worn down a bit.
Yeah, it seems like Miller has been kind of playing a little average lately, letting in, I think he hasn't let in only one goal in a long time. It's been two or three in the past, last night it was five, but you know.
Yeah, I believe we haven't let up five since the last time we played Ottawa, and we got them coming up Saturday, so let's hope we can rebound, I guess.
Yeah, that's something to talk about. They've beaten us six times in a row. That's kind of embarrassing.
It is a little embarrassing, especially a division rivalry, and want to take care of that, especially before the playoffs. I know it's a long way away, but you know, it's something you just want to get done and just beat them and feel good about.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that going into the playoffs, especially if you might have to play them in the playoffs.
That is true, yeah. That'd be a tough series to play, division rivalry, and we've played them before, and we've had our luck against them, but we've also had our trouble most recently, I believe.
Yep, yeah, Eastern Conference. Everyone remembers those Eastern Conference finals like 3 years ago. They beat us in five games. On the more positive note, we came back again against the Maple Leafs. I was at Fat Bob's restaurant, and my buddy was like, "Oh man, look, they're up on us late in the game. I don't know." And I'm like, "Come on, it's the Maple Leafs."
Yeah. That is true. I mean, that would have been a bad game to lose there. And we luckily pulled it out, and we showed some character pulling it out late. Derek Roy starting to take a more leadership role, you know. And
he does wear the A on his shirt.
That's right, yeah. Wendy Ruff has signed some new A's this year, and the guys, I think, are living up to them.
Yeah, that's nine in a row, so that is very exciting. And other news, I guess Thomas Vanek recently, he didn't play the last three games, I think it is. Maybe it was all four. I think it was just three, though.
I'm thinking three also.
Starting with the Penguins game, he didn't play.
That's right, okay.
Yeah, and that was actually surprising. They're saying it's something like upper body-ish, but I don't know. I think they're just – he's been fighting a shoulder injury. I think they're just giving him some rest to try to heal up.
That probably could be it. You don't want to get too injured, you know, too fast here. I know we got a break coming up, but just let him rest it out, and we got enough guys to pull it out where we don't need him some games.
He is our best player pretty much, right, besides Miller?
Yeah, you know, he's leading the team in goals.
Tied with Clark MacArthur.
Clark MacArthur, right, to 10, but yeah, he needs to maybe pick up his points a little bit. 21, Derek Roy's leading us with 29, but yeah, I'd say he's having a pretty good year. Maybe not his best, but I mean.
Yeah, not his best statistical year, but he's not really cherry-picking anymore. He's kind of, you know, not waiting at the blue line. He is playing defense and making hits and stuff.
Yeah. He is, yeah, doing a little bit more of that. You'd like to see that in him, especially out of a forward who can score and who's big.
Yeah, power forward type of style. It's good.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, we will get into the review.
All right, we're back here. Dave and I, Dave and Chris Kernan here, back with the review segment.
Yep.
Looking back to Friday, December 18th, until last night's game against Washington. On the 18th, we won a pretty good one, 5-2 over the Maple Leafs.
Oh, yeah, that's always one that you mark on your calendar, the Maple Leafs. It's a good one to watch.
That is true. You know, for the past last lot of games. It's been bad for the Leafs fans, and it's been better for us.
Yeah, they I heard them talking about it on TV recently, after the last one. We have not lost to the Maple Leafs in the 2009 calendar year, and we will not because we don't play them again.
That's right. We'll see them again in 2010. We'll build on another streak.
Hopefully. But yeah, that was a great all-around effort, I thought. Good game to watch. Mm-hmm. They did well. I don't think I have any like major standout players, do you, from that?
No, I don't either. I mean, I think Gostad made his return in that game, and scoring starting to come on, and he played a good amount, and you like to see that out of Gostad, you know, hard power forward, and he played hard, I thought.
Yeah, he's one of the best face-off men in the league. It's always good to have him in there.
All right, well, let's go on to the next game here. On the 19th, we battled the Penguins just a day later there.
That was the lean.
We lost in a shootout. That was a tough game. They only scored one on us, and we weren't able to put one in the shootout.
Yeah, another great effort by Pat Laleem putting him in for a tough opponent again. How about that?
That was a very good effort, especially last year. I think he got some criticism for not being the best backup when Miller got hurt. And you know, I think we'd like to see Laleem do that some more and continue his efforts.
Yeah, he started off the year poorly, and then he had a great effort against the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know if you remember that a while back.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, he let in one goal then, too, so I was surprised. Like, Lindy Ruff said that before that weekend, he was going to either put him in the Toronto game or the Pittsburgh game, and I was surprised he didn't choose Toronto, you know, because they're worse.
Yeah, well, he showed some confidence in him, and
paid off.
Stopped a lot of breakaways for him, that's for sure. I mean, we were pushing a lot, trying to score one, you know, at home, wanted to beat a tough opponent in Pittsburgh, and, you know, he held his ground a lot of times for us.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, well, then we played Monday against the Maple Leafs again, and that game we already touched on. Derek Roy came through late for us.
Yep, Jokin Smokin Token Hesh tied it.
Jokin Smokin Token Hesh, he sure did. What a guy, that Hesh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Yeah, we won in overtime is what you were probably saying. Sorry about that.
Right, well, that's all right, that's okay. But, yeah, I mean, we already touched on there. And then last night, you know, we played a tough game against the highest-scoring team in the league, Washington. And we lost 5-2. I thought we had a poor first period, and Washington was flying all around us, and we just seemed to step short to every puck. And second period, we really came out fast and made it a game. And third period, some penalties killed us late. And
that's what it was right there. We gave up a 5-on-3, and we were only down one goal, and they scored on both power plays, and that was it.
I was disappointed with Reve's penalty. I really didn't think he needed to do that. It seemed a bit of a lazy move by our captain. Really a great move by someone you want to, you know, need leadership out of. And then Gostad's penalty I thought was kind of ticky-tacky. Seemed like the guy took a dive a little bit. His kind of feet gave out. I wasn't happy about that either. But
I wasn't actually able to see those. I was listening to it on the radio at work while I was closing. But
all right. Well, I mean, Reves was just a classic hook. I mean, it was a weak hook, but the NHL says you can't do that, so he shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
He was just behind the guy, and he hooked him. And
well, he's got to know what he's doing.
It's true. He does. He knows the rules, and he shouldn't be doing that, especially when, you know, felt like it wasn't exactly a scoring situation for Washington. It's not like a game-saving play or anything.
Right. I agree. All right. Well, that finishes up the review. What are your thoughts based on, well, you know what, you can do it based on everything so far. What are your thoughts on the outlook, where we'll end up at the end of the season?
Right now, I feel like we still need to get better. I feel like right now, if the season were to end, yeah, we would make the playoffs. We would be sitting in the third playoff position right now if the season were to end, third or fourth, along with Pittsburgh. We got a couple games in hand on Pittsburgh, but I'd feel like right now we're kind of small, and our lack of hitting is worrisome for me. No forwards really like to hit until Ruff says we need to hit, and then we hit for a couple lines and then we're done again. Even our rough forwards like Mayer and Gostad, I'd like to see them hit a little bit more.
Yeah, it seemed like even Coletta's backed off on the hitting.
When it does.
He's more of like trying to score now than trying to hit.
That's true. I mean, which is good, but...
And maybe he got scared off when he took all those stupid penalties and was really hurting the team. So maybe that stopped him a little bit.
Yeah, that is true.
So where do you see us landing, though, based on what you've seen so far? Do you see third?
I don't know about third. I would say maybe fourth or fifth playoff spot. I see us making the playoffs, but I would say either one round and done or definitely second round and done. Unless we make some improvements, I don't see us going that far into the playoffs as of now.
Okay. I do see division. I see us winning the division. I think we'll be able to beat out Boston and Ottawa for the division. So that automatically lands us in third because, you know, that's the way the NHL standings work.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, I remember we were complaining about that big time back in like 05, 06 when Ottawa was third. We were fourth, but the team ahead of us had like less points than we did. So we were, right. I remember that. But
Yeah, I
see us landing in third. I don't think Boston and Ottawa are that good. But like you said, I don't know if we're going to beat those big teams like the teams that are going to be ahead of us, New Jersey and Washington and...
That's true.
Even Pittsburgh's going to be tough to beat in a playoff series. Just because we're ahead of them in the standings doesn't mean we're better than them.
Right. So if they don't win their division, we could be seeing them. If we sit in the third spot, maybe they fall to six. Like, there's some teams that might be below us on the standings at the end of the year, but...
They might be better.
Right. Still going to be a tough playoff matchup.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we can get something done for the trade deadline. I don't know.
That would be nice.
Who would you trade away? Like...
Not too sure as to who to trade away. I mean, definitely low on the scoring. I mean, overall, all-around type of scoring, but maybe a big power forward type of guy who can do everything and maybe show our other guys to hit and score and do it all.
Yeah, if we could get, like, someone with a really good attitude, a good effort guy, you know,
right.
who does have, like, average stats, I would consider trading away Stafford. For him.
Stafford, possibly.
He's been kind of invisible lately, wouldn't you say? Kind of.
A little bit, yeah. Especially, I mean, over the past couple seasons, you would expect him to step up. I mean,
first round draft pick, right?
Right, right. He had a good, I think, first half a season or something, 20 something goals in a half a year, and then he.
That was last year, right?
I think a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Last year, he ended up with 20 even.
Right, I'm talking about the year when he first emerged onto the team.
Oh, okay.
And he just kept doing well, so we just kept him there, and he had like 20-something goals, I don't know. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm looking for him to take more of a leadership role. I feel like Roy has definitely done it. Pominville is still in the process, but he's on his way there to become a good leader, and I feel like Stafford still needs to do that, and it still needs to prove it.
I agree. All right, let's break up into the injury and standings part of the show. All right, everybody, I believe Chris has the standings for us.
All right, well, we are sitting in first place in the Northeast Division with a 4-point lead over Boston. We have 47 points, and the Bruins have 43.
Games-wise?
Well, games-wise, we are tied with Boston. We've both played 36 games.
Okay.
And sitting in third is Ottawa with 40 points. So, I mean... Wins against them would always be good because you never know when they can sneak up or make a run at us or Boston or whoever.
Oh, yeah, it's always good to beat your people trying to catch you.
That's right, yeah. And then in the conference, we are sitting in third place.
But we should be in fourth.
Right, well, we should be in fourth because Pittsburgh has 53 points and we have 47, but we have two games in hand with Pittsburgh. I never really liked that. We should be in fourth anyway. It's just based on points.
It really should be.
The year for the games played.
They could still make it like every division leader makes the playoffs no matter what, but it's just based on points once you're in, you know?
Right. Yeah, right, right, right. But, yeah, I mean, New Jersey sitting in first place in the conference with 53 points and Washington right below them with 52.
Yeah, if we would have won that game, it would have we would actually be like right in the race. Well, we kind of still are, but we would be more in it, you know.
49 points, yeah.
We would be 1 point behind them because they would have two less and we would have two more.
That's true, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, the rest of the standings would be Boston 5th, Atlanta 6th, Ottawa 7th, and New York 8th. So the Rangers are back in it. They've been out and in all year long, so who knows what's going to happen to Chris Drury and the crazy Rangers.
That's right, the crazy Rangers is what they are.
Yeah. Injury-wise, yeah, like I said, we're missing Vanek, and we're still missing Chris Butler, who was, when he went out, a first-line defenseman with Craig Reve. So,
yeah.
I'm sure they miss him.
That is true, and we probably do. Vanek, of course, is definitely a miss. Seemed like last night, especially, we just kept taking shots after shots and just getting them blocked right in front of the net with two defensemen standing right in the front of the net blocking shots. And
yeah.
To see Vanek there getting some deflections and working his magic.
Mike Green is a shot-blocking machine. Yeah.
Sure is.
Crazy. I think those are all the injured players. I'm not missing anybody, right?
Sounds about right, besides Coletta, who I believe we already stated.
Oh, right. Yeah, Coletta.
With maybe a concussion, we're thinking.
Yeah, that was a dirty play.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that play, but I heard it was dirty.
He got fined. He didn't get suspended.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Jeez.
All right, anyway, we'll just get to the three stars and prediction, and we'll be pretty much done.
All right. Sabres is Good Weekly with Dave Bloom and a special guest this week, myself, Chris Kernan. Well, right now in this part of the segment, Dave and I are going to pick our three stars from the past four games. That would be against the Maple Leafs, Penguins, Maple Leafs again, and the Capitals last night. And I'm going to give my three stars. I'm going to give my first one came out in the Penguins game. When Miller took a rest and we played a tough opponent at home, Lindy Ruff gave some confidence to Patrick Laine, and he came up very big for us.
Yeah.
Game into a shootout going 1-1, and Laine only let in one goal in the shootout, and you got to rely on someone to score out of three guys of your forwards to score, and no one did. So,
yeah.
Laine, my first star.
We should have won that game for him. You know?
Yeah, we definitely should have. That's true. My second star would be Derek Roy. Over the past four games, he had two goals, and in my mind, I feel like he's been the most consistent Sabre over the past season and a half or so. It hasn't been a full season this year, so season going into last year. And my last one would be Paul Gostad, who came in off of injury into the Maple Leafs game, and I felt like he played pretty good, like he got his legs moving, and he's one of the few Sabres that, although I feel like he should still be hitting more, he tends to be one of our physical guys, and when we're down, for instance, last night, he got us back into the Washington Capitals game, and he's been a leader. So, Dave, I'll hand the mic over to you for your stars.
All right, I actually have the same three stars, but all in different places. All
right.
So my first star is Roy, just because maybe I like him a little bit more or something. Okay. I don't know, I think he's always been a favorite player of mine, so maybe that's why he's my first and not lower on the list. But he did play very well, and then, you know, clutch, winning the game in overtime. He did have to do was fire the shot. He had to go to the right spot on the ice too.
It's about being out there. It's about being part of your line and everything.
And then he slapped his stick on the ice to let him know he was there.
Right.
Second star would be Gostad. I feel like, in addition to everything you said, he's won a lot of faceoffs for us as well. And it's always you start blah. What was I trying to say? You start your offensive series by winning a faceoff. You know, so. You have to have the puck in order to score.
It all starts with a face-off. It's one of the most underrated aspects of the game.
Yep. And then my third star would be, obviously, Process of Elimination, Laleem. And I don't know. I'm not going to name him the first star for, like, all those four games. But he did make the list because that was one hell of an effort. You know, he came up huge again.
I agree.
All right. Prediction-wise, next games. I got them here. Saturday night, Ottawa comes to Buffalo again. And I don't like them at all. So
I hate them.
I'm going to give them a win over Ottawa. I think we're going to break the 6-game losing streak. What do you give them for that?
I agree with a win. I agree with not only a win, but a shutout after Miller. I thought played fairly well last night, and I didn't think our team played well overall. He's right. Going to bounce back. We're going to play well for him, and we're going to finally beat our divisional foe. 4-0, I believe.
Nice.
Yep.
That'd be great. I would enjoy that. And then the next night, Sunday night, they travel to St. Louis to play the Blues, which apparently are named after their music culture in St. Louis.
Not after the color, dude.
Not after the color. That was funny. And I'm going to give them a win there, too. What about you?
I am going to give them a 1-0 loss.
1-0 loss.
Traveling after Christmas. For some reason, I remember not having the greatest luck against St. Louis. I'm just going to give them a 1-0 loss. Even in our Eastern Conference Finals days where we made two years in a row, we made runs at the finals. I believe we maybe went in there once and lost 1-0. I'm just not feeling good about it. You know, a big win against Ottawa the night before, coming off Christmas. 1-0 loss is my prediction.
All right. Yeah, of course, we all hope that doesn't happen.
I sure as hell hope not. That's right.
And then the 29th, Pittsburgh comes to Buffalo. That'll be the last game in the 2009 calendar year.
That's true.
So I'm going to – I was going to give them – you know, I'll still give them a win. I'm going to say it's going to be a 1-goal game, though, for sure.
One-goal game?
Yeah, but I'm going to give them a win.
I'm going to say it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a 1-goal game. I think we're going to pull it out late, seeing them at home again. Since the last time we saw them, we lost in a shootout. Definitely a hard game for Laleem, and we're stepping up this time. I don't think Laleem will play. I think Miller will be in net. But I'm going to say we're going to win 3-1, 3-1 or 4-2.
Okay. That'd be great. And those are our predictions.
The Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see everything.
All right, this would bring us to the mailbag, but for the second week, this is record setting. This is in the record book. Second week in a row, no mail in the mailbag. What is wrong with you guys? Does nobody want to win this pack of gum? I mean, like, it's not every day that someone's going to do that for you. It's really nice, but not even Merry Christmas, you know? I'm at a loss of words.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, we really need some. We need a mail part of the show, mail segment, where we open up,
where we can interact with the fans.
What?
Where we can interact with the fans.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We can take their letters and take their questions and see if we can answer them the best that we can. We do have a new. We got a phone call segment. We got Bob from Alden.
He's on the line.
Bob, here we go.
Go ahead, Bob.
Bob? All right, you know what? Maybe we'll take out that segment of the show. And it has been a good Sabres is Good weekly podcast here, I believe.
It has been great. This is David Bloom.
And this is Chris Kernan. And once again, we'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of our listeners out there.
Yes, and goodbye, Sabres Nation.
Goodbye, Sabres Nation.
That would be ideal.
Standing by with the neighbors.
I heard that he's heard about it.
Really?
He's heard about it, yeah. Paul Grostek told me.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again. Long distance relatives, haven't seen them. I just don't wanna kiss him, no.